Now, the gates have officially opened for the first day of the National Field Days. After an online-only event last year because of COVID, more than 100,000 people are expected over the next 4 days. Field Days have been running for over 50 years. And in 2021, it's not just tractors on show. Our rural reporter, Maya Burry, is at Mystery Creek. Kia ora, Maya.
Kia ora, Susie.
It's not just about the tractors. What else is it about?
Oh, there is so much going on here. This is opening day, so I'm standing at the main gates at the entrance to Field Days. Quite a steady stream of people flowing through, a few quad bikes and buggies zipping past. I think those are for the VIPs. But look, it's a lot of excitement, and as you say, not just about the farm machinery. There is plenty of that, but a couple of other fun things happening too. We've got over 1,000 exhibitors. And they are doing everything from farm services, but also a house company from Morrinsville that's marketing the biggest tiny house on the market. There's a meat company that's doing butchery demonstrations, if you've ever wanted to know how to break down a carcass. There's also a company that's trying to draw people in with the offer of a free haircut. And then we're moving on to the innovation area. This year there's a robotic asparagus harvester for people to look at, as well as an autonomous grapevine pruner.
Now, there's also a couple of other innovations. I don't know if you've had a chance to try either of these. Deer milk and something that I thought was someone I know, Vince. But it's not what I'm thinking.
Exactly. No, it's just a very clever company that's decided that vegetarian mince would be quite appropriately marketed with the name Vince. I think they're new to Field Days this year, and they are taking part in the Innovation Awards, as far as I know. Those will be held this evening. There's also a sheep facial recognition system software that is new this year for people to check out. I guess if you're a farmer with a lot of sheep, that could be handy to keep an eye on them all. There's plenty happening. But also worth mentioning that this year, because of COVID, a few extra challenges for exhibitors. Some have been struggling with importing stock that they're obviously wanting people to buy here. Accommodation has also been a bit of a challenge because there are hotels in Hamilton being used for emergency housing and MIQ. So some exhibitors, they've taken matters into their own hands and actually set up a camper van village. And apparently there's over 100 camper vans at that.
Pretty chilly though. Is that difficulty getting things to Mystery Creek, or indeed is the weather dampening any expectations?
Earlier this morning it was really rainy and miserable, and I was advising everyone to rock the Swanee and the gumboots. But I think I need to take back that advice because the sun has come out and it's now a beautiful day in Hamilton. And it's looking like we're going to get pretty good numbers. Organisers, they were hoping for well over 100,000 people. They say this is a really important event for the local economy, and it generates over $500 million dollars in business revenue. So I think they're hoping for a good year this year, especially because last year's physical event did have to be cancelled. Plenty of people showing up already, so that's good to see for organisers.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Maya Burry, who I trust will be off to get a drink of deer milk and a Vince burger. She's at Mystery Creek at Field Days.